Now, drainage scheme is set in rural Kerry in the 18th century, and it's the story of those living on the edge of society and struggling to survive. It's a family drama, and it plays out, and it will be playing out in the Abbey Theatre from the 11th to the 15th of September. I'm delighted to say with me on the line now to talk about this in more detail is the man behind it from Ballybunion, writer and director Richard Walsh. Richard, good morning to you, and thanks for joining us in the programme.
Hi, Terry. How are you getting on?
Very good, very good. Listen, tell me the idea behind this. This is the story of the Mahoney family living in Kerry in the 18th century, and I suppose forces beyond their control on a global level having an impact on their lives.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I was asked by Kerry County Council to do a bit of research into Lixna, in the court of Lixna, about 5 years ago, and that court was kind of existed in the 18th century, so I started to do a lot of work into that, and especially, I'm interested in more ordinary people's lives, and I found out that how uncertain and how unpredictable their lives were kind of matched how our lives are right now, you know, in terms of the effects of global markets and changes in history and so forth.
Yeah. Do we have this maybe idea that the pace of change is only fast today, that back then things moved at a slower pace, but you talk about globalization and you think 18th century globalization, but it was happening.
Oh yeah, big time. Yeah. Like, you had rapid changes over the space of 5 or 6 years where Kerry would turn from, let's say, beef farming, predominantly beef farming, to dairy farming, to tillage, you know. So there was, yeah, massive changes, and the massive changes in employment, you know. People were, from year to year, there could be like 30-40% unemployment, and people walking the road looking for just to survive, and all that. Yeah, so yeah, no, it's probably even more chaotic and changeable back then than it was now. Yeah.
When did you get to go ahead for the Abbey?
That was kind of put together last year. Yeah, so it's kind of a couple of people were supporting the project, so the Arts Council supported it with some, a lot of money, and Kerry County Council helped, and St. John's and Dublin Fringe Festival as well wanted to commission it and feature it in their festivals.
And it's a cast of nine, Dick, and it's live music and song.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So, yeah, we did a version in Listowel about a year ago, and it was great, and we had a lot of Kerry actors involved and so forth. But unfortunately, we couldn't afford to bring everyone up for all the hotel expenses and everything, and the cost of living in Dublin. So it's a cast of a mix of Cork and Dublin people.
Yeah. Telling a Kerry story.
I know, but I'm taking care of it, don't worry.
You have overall creative control of the situation. How did the fact that your own dad runs an agricultural drainage business inform the play?
Do you know, I didn't even think about it. I was just kind of getting into what people's lives were like, and I started to look at the importance of, like, how a lot of Kerry, and especially around Lyra Compaun, was this wasteland, and how they reclaimed it and turned it into farmland by drainage and so forth. And I was deep into that, and I kind of written the story, and I realized my own father, that's his job. That's been his business, you know. And I suppose it's just, I was very aware of that, so that's something I was interested in.
That's where you plugged into. Yeah. In terms of, you began making theatre in 2009. You trained as an architect originally, but made the switch.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I did. I trained, and I qualified in the middle of the Celtic Tiger, so I had a few years there where I could work as an architect, and then try to pursue artistic ambitions and so forth. And I kind of changed over to film and theatre.
Yeah. And this of course, look, this is brilliant. It's the Peacock Stage David here, part of Dublin Fringe Festival. So it must be hugely exciting. It must be so much looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Yeah. We're getting tickets are selling, and you know, people are talking about it. It's in the national papers and all that. So it's building excitement. Yeah, so it's going to be great.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. There was a time rural plays couldn't get on the stage in Dublin.
I know. Yeah, I read there somewhere. Actually, it was Christian O'Reilly was on. He was in the Abbey. Was a Listowel playwright. He was in the Abbey, I think, earlier this year, and he was the first Kerry playwright, correct me if I'm wrong, since John B. Keane.
So that you're not serious. You know, and John Keane had enough trouble when he was starting off trying to get
and
his
he
plays
even
accepted.
Had trouble. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, good to see that you're continuing to break the mould.
2023 is the year.
Will you be getting a chance to bring it back to Kerry at some stage?
There's no specific plans, but I think that should hopefully happen. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Brilliant. Yeah. Well, listen, Dick, congratulations. It should be brilliant. It's something to look forward to for people. It's the 11th to the 15th.
I'll have to correct you there. It's the 11th 16th. To the 16th. Okay. And there's actually two shows on the Saturday. So
two shows on the Saturday at 1 and 7. 7 o'clock in the evening. Two shows on the Saturday at 1 and 7. So people will have a chance from here to get up there and see it.
That's it. Well, that's
brilliant.
It. Yeah.
Dick, great stuff. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, Jerry. Okay.
Continued success with that. That's writer and director Dick Walsh. Father runs an agricultural drainage business in North Kerry. 5 years of research in relation to developing this play and understanding its historical origins. That's the drainage scheme, taking the global and making it personal and relevant, and a story from rural Kerry.